track 10, and this is our final round of news stories. More than £3,000 has been raised by Newton Abbott's firefighters, who held their annual car wash this past Saturday, the 20th of April. We're excited to say that this year we have managed to raise our highest ever amount and beat our own targets by raising the colossal amount of £3,060.96, a spokesman for the Newton Abbott Fire Station said. The money raised is to be donated to the firefighters charity, a charity that provides vital rehabilitation services to firefighters and their families who may be physically injured or suffer from mental health-related issues. All of the crew here had an absolutely great time welcoming in the community we strive to support in times of need. Your generosity spoke for itself today, and we can't thank you enough. Newton Abbott Fire Station gave special mention to AJ Hair Clinic, who donated generously, as well as to the Pizza Cafe and Kimmy's Food Bar, both of which provided much-needed food for the town's crew. B&Q Department Manager Luke also received much-deserved praise, having donated vehicle wash and sponges for the event. And last, by no means least, the station gave special thanks to Wendy Noble, mum of Newton Abbott Fire Station's very own Sam Hunt. Wendy provided a variety of cakes.
A woman is facing charges of arson and harassment. A woman from Chudley Knighton has been remanded in custody charged with arson. Davinia Moore, age 53, of Teen View, Chudley Knighton, appeared before magistrates facing four charges. She's charged with two counts of arson involving two cars and a further charge of criminal damage to a vehicle. She's also accused of harassment. Magistrates heard the first arson charge relates to the destruction of a Hyundai belonging to Sarah Smith at River Valley Road, Chudley Knighton, on April the 19th. The second charge of arson was on the same date and also at River Valley Road, where a Mazda car belonging to Gary Smith was damaged by fire. Moore is also accused of criminal damage to a car on January the 29th at River Valley Road, Chudley Knighton, by throwing a brick through a window of the vehicle belonging to Gary Smith. The final charge is of harassment, or harassment, whichever you prefer, without violence. Moore was remanded in custody to appear at Exeter Crown Court on May the 23rd for trial.
Den toilets closed after vandalism. Tynmouth Town Council has closed the temporary public toilets on the Den due to vandalism. The vandals struck during the evening of Saturday, April the 13th, and the damage was reported by a member of the public, according to a spokesperson from the Town Council. The council hopes to reopen the facilities soon. The vandalism meant the temporary toilets were out of action for the first sunny weekend of the tourist season. People were directed to use public conveniences on the other side of the town centre and the far ends of the promenade. Temporary toilets were installed on Tynmouth Den 18 months ago after the old facilities were incorporated into the restaurant that replaced the former beachcomber. Work to build new toilets is scheduled to start next month on the site of the former aquarium.
It was with a heavy heart that a Teignbridge schoolboy said goodbye to his beloved mullet, but he can take comfort in the knowledge that it was for a very good cause. Walborough pupil Billy Wood braved the shave for Rowcroft Hospice, raising more than £400 for the charity by embracing a clean-cut aesthetic. In total, Billy raised £465 for the Devon-based charity by shaving his mullet, a hairstyle which has enjoyed a resurgence in popularity in recent years. Billy Ten wanted to raise the money in honour of his friend's granddad, who has been diagnosed with cancer. And there's a photograph of him handing over the cheque to two representatives from Rowcroft Hospice.
And the county show is approaching. It takes place in mid-May. And social media star Ollie Bloggs Harrison will be at the opening day of the county show at West Point next month. He'll be at the showground on May the 16th to show his support for the Southwest farming community, visiting stands on the farming avenues, including young farmers, and chatting with farmers at the Ivington Bar over a pint, and of course enjoying some of the exciting new cutting-edge farm machinery due to be exhibited on an abundance of trade stands. He's become a YouTube sensation since he started his own channel during the first lockdown back in 2020 as the face of Ollie Bloggs AgriContract. His channel currently has 117,000 subscribers, and his daily videos are sometimes watched up to 80 million times. Ollie, who describes himself as an accidental YouTuber, believes that his popularity is largely due to his no-holds-barred approach in his video presentation, offering an honest insight into the real-world challenges and triumphs of farming.
Holiday Park's fundraising goal. A Dawlish holiday park has teamed up with Rowcroft Hospice to help fund its vital work and is hoping to reach £10,000. Coughton Holidays has put together a programme of fundraising events for staff and guests. Among the initiatives are the option for guests to make a donation when booking, a fundraising event for seasonal guests, dedicated fundraising at the annual Coughton American Car Show, a family fun day, adding invisible chips to the menu so donations can be added to food orders, and a race night. All money donated through activities and events will be match funded by Coughton. Guests and visitors will also be able to donate at collection tins across the site. Helen Scott, Coughton director, said, "Coughton Holidays is a family run business and our family is extended with our 200 staff. With such a large team, we have seen staff and their families go through good times and bad times, and have seen the difference the work of Rowcroft Hospice can make. This is one way in which we can support our extended family and our community in South Devon. We hope to raise £10,000 for Rowcroft Hospice over the coming year, and we're delighted to support them." Lisa Whitaker, corporate fundraiser at Rowcroft Hospice, said, "We are thrilled to be working in partnership with Coughton Holidays this year. We can't wait to see what the year ahead holds. We're so grateful to Coughton for helping us to support more people with life-limiting illnesses and their families in South Devon."